Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And welcome in, everybody, to another edition of the Future Blue podcast. That's right, we have rebranded from Future Brew to Future Blue, moving over from the SB Nation Maize and Brew podcast network to the Fan First Sports Network. Exciting time. We will be doing the full transition here, hopefully in the next few weeks. For now, we are still with SB Nation Maize and Brew podcast network, but want to get into the habit of introducing this as the Future Blue podcast, and for you guys to just kind of familiarize yourself with that. And without further ado, let me bring in my co-host John Simmons, Maize and Brew recruiting contributor. John, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing well. Had a good time watching the combine this weekend. Had less of a good time watching Michigan basketball this weekend. So, you know, ups and downs.
It was a roller coaster weekend for me too, man. I was with you. I watched a lot of the combine on Saturday, mainly the quarterback, and I saw Ronnie Bell and Luke Schoonmaker do their thing, which was cool. But yeah, I watched a lot of the combine, and yeah, it was very unfortunate for Michigan hoops over the weekend. But we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Michigan football recruiting, as we do on this podcast, and we've got kind of a loaded visitors list starting this midweek, I guess, and going to the weekend. A lot of highly regarded prospects at the top of Michigan's list. We're going to be coming in to Ann Arbor this weekend. But before we get to the weekend visitors, I want to start with a prospect who has visited campus a few times at this point and is one of the more peculiar in prospects in this 2024 class, and that is four-star defensive lineman Brandon Davis Swain. He's from West Bloomfield, so a homegrown kid. He is 6'4", 240, was once committed to Notre Dame, but has since decommitted. He has visited Michigan a few times this past fall, got in on a couple games, and is now getting back for his first visit to Ann Arbor this calendar year. So, John, he seems really interested in Michigan, but I kind of question at this point whether Michigan is as interested in him as he is in them. Kind of feels like a little bit of an Amir Herring situation from the last cycle. So I wanted to get your thoughts on what you make of this recruitment at this point and where you think it might go.
Yeah, I kind of agree with what you're saying. It kind of feels like Davis Swain wants Michigan to recruit him harder than they are right now at this point. He just kind of, his stock just took a tumble on like On3's rankings. I think he dropped all the way out of their top 300. You know, coaches don't always go just straight off, you know, sites rankings, but I think it kind of reflects what schools think of him at this point. He just kind of seems like he may not be a fit at Michigan. I think he has ability. It just, you know, Michigan's defense doesn't seem to be kind of right for him, what they're looking for. So who knows? You know, he's close by. His former high school head coach is on Michigan staff. So I think it, you know, it's not surprising to see him get to Ann Arbor fairly often. So I think you could see him visiting. But I think unless Michigan strikes out on a lot of guys, you know, ahead of him on their board, then I think it's less likely to me than Amir Herring that he ends up choosing Michigan, I think.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I think this is definitely a situation where Michigan has been skeptical of Davis Swain probably from the get-go. He has the offer from Michigan, but, you know, like I said, he was committed to Notre Dame. Had visited Michigan. He decommitted from Notre Dame. He's got interest from a lot of other pretty high up there schools. But at this point, I think the kind of like what you said, just, you know, where would he fit in on Michigan's defense? At 6'4", 240, he would definitely have to put up a bit more weight And I just don't know where he would really fit in, whether it would be like a linebacker edge rusher kind of a thing, like what they were doing with Jalen Harrell the last couple years and David Ojabo a couple years ago. I'm not quite sure. Kind of seems like they don't really care for that position anymore at this point. So I don't really know what to make of this one. Right now, all I do know is that Davis Swain certainly interested in Michigan. And, you know, if there's one thing that I do know as well, it's never really count out a West Bloomfield kid to end up at Michigan, regardless of the situation. This could very much could turn around like the Amir Herring recruitment last cycle. But at this point, I think you're kind of spot on that this one is more likely that he won't end up at Michigan. But time will tell. We'll see how this visit goes and if Michigan ends up kind of changing their mind with recruiting him. So let's move to the weekend visitors now, John. Brandon Davis Swain is going to be visiting midweek here on Tuesday. The rest of these guys that we're going to be discussing, they're going to be in at some point this weekend. And let's just start right at the top. The Wolverines are hosting a big time recruit, and that is 2024 four-star linebacker Aaron Chiles. We've been talking about him quite a bit on the podcast in recent months, and for good reason. He's a top recruit in his class. He's number 88 overall on the composite. Visited Michigan back in January for one of those junior day weekends, so now he's coming back for another unofficial visit before a couple already scheduled official visits, one to Florida for the weekend of June 16th, and then another one to Michigan the weekend of June 23rd. Other than Michigan and Florida, he also holds offers from Bama, Georgia, USC, Ohio State, Clemson, Notre Dame. You kind of get where I'm coming from here. A lot of really big-time programs in college football. Despite all those big-time offers, though, Chiles admitted to On3's EJ Holland in an interview about a month or so ago that the Wolverines were his outright leader. So the fact that he's coming up for another visit so soon, really good news for Michigan here. So, John, I'll kind of just ask you straight up, yes or no question. Do you believe the Wolverines can seal the deal this weekend and kind of just eliminate that Florida official visit before it happens? Or do you think this one will drag out into the summer as he previously anticipated? Because I think there is a sliver of a chance that they could convince him to commit this weekend. But I don't really know how the whole Chris Partridge, George Hilo situation is going to play out. It's probably not a huge deal, but he's going to be meeting Partridge in person. What are your thoughts on this recruitment? And if you inevitably think that Michigan could close this one out this weekend.
Yeah, I think what you brought up with Partridge, the transition from Hilo to Partridge, I think that would be the reason why I'd say I don't think he's going to commit right, you know, this weekend right away. I think it's just he's going to want to take a little bit more time and build their relationship with Partridge a bit more. And I think, you know, he's already set a couple of his June officials. So I think he's looking forward to taking them, but his official to Michigan is like the last weekend of that June period. So I think that it, you know, once it gets to that point, I think it's very likely that he could wrap things up on that official visit or very shortly after. So I think that's kind of what this is working up to. So Michigan just has to keep their foot on the pedal, I think, for a couple more months. And, you know, given Partridge's recruiting and Michigan's performance on the field, I think this one is going to be theirs to lose.
Yeah, for sure. Theirs to lose indeed. I mean, he outright told EJ Holland that Michigan is his leader, number one at the moment. And I would imagine that they will still be the leader coming out of this visit. And it's also really nice that he reportedly, at the very least, will be taking this unofficial visit for the entire weekend. So he's not coming up for just one day. He's going to be here the whole weekend. He's going to have a lot of time to spend with Jim Harbaugh, with the aforementioned Chris Partridge, and just kind of see what practices are like for the spring practices. I know that was very important for him as well. So he's really going to be able to soak in a lot of what the program and what the city of Ann Arbor has to offer. So this is a really important weekend. I tend to agree with you that it probably won't end this weekend, but I think it's another big step closer to what inevitably probably will be a June or maybe early July commitment. Yeah, looking really good here for Michigan. Let's go to another top target in the 2024 class visiting this weekend. That is four-star wide receiver Channing Goodwin at 6'1", 165. He hails from Providence Day in Charlotte, North Carolina. He's number 319 on the composite. His father, Jonathan, is an alum from the University of Michigan. He played on the offensive line back in the late 90s, early 2000s. He's also the O-line coach at Providence Day currently. So I imagine he'll probably accompany his son on this trip. He's also been to campus on a handful of occasions, with the most recent, publicly at least, being for the Michigan State game last fall. And of course, he is teammates with a pair of other top targets for Michigan, five-star quarterback Jaden Davis and three-star wide receiver Jordan Shipp. So we will keep an eye on whether or not they also visit this weekend. That would be quite the development. It hasn't been confirmed or anything yet, but that would be pivotal for Michigan with those two recruits as well. So let's talk about Goodwin, though. Regarding his recruitment, seems like a pretty winnable one for the Wolverines right now, given he's a legacy recruit. He's been on campus several times. He's taken his first unofficial visit of the spring to U of M, and he has two crystal balls in for Michigan right now. So, John, what do you think of this recruitment as of this moment, and do you think this one could be wrapped up fairly soon?
Yeah, unlike Charles, I think Michigan could feasibly end up getting Goodwin to commit this weekend. He's just been to campus so many times. He's got the legacy connection. You know, Michigan's recruiting Jaden Davis and Jordan Shipp, his other teammates, really hard too. So it just makes the most sense, I think. I'm not sure what other schools would be really even in as high as contention as Michigan is. So I think at this point, just kind of waiting to see what he could possibly be looking else for in other schools. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if he ends up committing this weekend.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hadn't been a long time coming, hasn't it? It seems like he's had the possibility of committing to Michigan every single time he's visited, and he's visited a lot. But yeah, I mean, it seems like Michigan's recruiting him definitely the hardest out of any school that's been going after him. He's got that North Carolina offer, which I know is a big deal to those kids over at Providence Day. A few other programs in the mix here. You could say Kentucky, you could say South Carolina, maybe Virginia Tech. But really, other than those few schools, I mean, Michigan is clear cut the best program that has offered him. And I certainly would not be surprised. Yeah, kind of like you said, unlike Aaron Childs, this is one that could be wrapped up pretty soon here, and wouldn't be shocked if something happens this weekend or early next week regarding a possible commitment. Would be welcome news. They've been recruiting him very hard, and an alum like Jonathan Goodwin sending his kid to his alma mater would be great, and get another legacy recruit on board this 24 class. So we'll talk about a couple more kids scheduled to visit Michigan this weekend after this sponsor break from Manscaped. and Home Field Apparel. Manscaped, now selling beard products, guys. You know what their company is all about, but they are now once again revolutionizing men's grooming with the brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. It allows you to shape your signature beard look with the Beard Hedger, which is a cordless trimmer with a rotary wheel. Gives you 20 hair cutting lengths all in one guard. So no more messy drawers at all with all those extra add-ons. It's all in one. Again, 20 different beard lengths, just one guard, and it's waterproof, so you don't have to do it before the shower. You can do it all at the same time. Join the 5 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for all their grooming needs. Use the promo code MNB20. You'll get 20% off your order at manscaped.com. And we'd be remiss if we also did not talk about Home Field Apparel. And a quick shout out to them as well. Premium collegiate apparel brand out of Indianapolis. Comfortable, officially licensed gear. They do not screw around when it comes to their designs because they study the history, traditions, and legacy of every school and create thoughtful designs that tell the unique story of each university. And they've got some brand new Michigan designs that you will not find anywhere else. T-shirts, hoodies, crew necks, they got it all. So you can proudly represent the maize and blue wherever you are. So if you want some of that brand new Michigan swag, go to homefieldapparel.com. Use our 15% off promo code Michigan15. Really can't get easier than that. Again, homefieldapparel.com, promo code Michigan15 for 15% off your entire order. Now let's talk about two more guys, John, that are going to be visiting expectedly this weekend. And this one is certainly an interesting prospect. We haven't really talked a whole lot about this next recruit, a top defensive line prospect, four-star guy, Kellen Lindstrom in the 2024 class, relatively new prospect, just offered a couple months back. He's 6'5", 240 pounds. He's from Springfield, Missouri, number 223 overall on the composite. And his recruitment, let me tell you, I mean, you talk about a kid who's had a recruitment just skyrocket. This kid's recruitment has blown up. He's got very recent offers from Bama, Oregon, USC, Notre Dame, LSU, Washington, Miami, and Oklahoma. He was just at Oklahoma this past weekend for one of their junior day weekends. So this will this upcoming weekend visit will not be his first unofficial visit of the spring, but getting to Michigan for this weekend, having it be his second visit is going to be a good one nonetheless. Will be his first ever visit to Ann Arbor. So, John, I got a hunch that this is really going to be a tall order on the recruiting trail for Michigan. This kid recently blown up. I imagine his recruiting ranking will also skyrocket. And once you get schools like Bama and Notre Dame and USC and some of these other heavy hitters in there, it's just going to be kind of a difficult recruitment. But it's good that they're taking a swing for the fences here. And you never know what can happen on these unofficial visits. So you just hope for the best and see where this goes.
Yeah, I think maybe getting in a little bit earlier than some of those schools will help a bit, and getting that visit scheduled, I think, is definitely not a bad thing to get an unofficial this early. And I think, you know, Mike Elston really, really likes this kid a lot. I think he's going to be a top target moving forward. So he's going to get all of Michigan's recruiting firepower going at him. So hopefully he can he'll reciprocate that interest and maybe be more of that Michigan Notre Dame battle than an SEC battle. You know, guys in that Missouri area, I feel like can go either way. They're either SEC bound or they can like the Midwest schools more. So we'll see which one this ends up being.
Yeah. You know what? I was actually going to bring up the state of Missouri as a recruiting state before you just said that, but I completely agree with your assessment there, because the state of Missouri, I mean, you have an SEC school in state in Missouri, but there's so many other kids from the state that end up in the Midwest, whether you go to a nearby school like Indiana or Illinois, or, you know, make the trek to Michigan, like what Ronnie Bell did. It's just such an interesting state to recruit out of. So yeah, it really could be a toss up, whether it's SEC bound or Big Ten bound. We'll certainly see. This one is very much in the early stages of the recruitment for a lot of these programs. But like you said, Michigan got in a little early. Mike Elston, certainly a big fan. And it's just kind of amazing how many defensive line prospects they've offered in this 24 cycle. They're definitely going to go after a lot and take commitments. At least the plan is to take commitments from a lot of defensive linemen in this 24 class. So perhaps Kellen Lindstrom will be one of them for the Wolverines. So let's talk about one more guy. And I know for a fact we definitely have not talked about this prospect on the podcast or on maizeandbrew.com, but perhaps we will more moving forward. His name is Cole Sullivan. He is a linebacker in the 2024 class, currently unranked, but if you look at his offer sheet, probably won't be unranked for very long. Michigan offered him just last month in February and also holds offers from Notre Dame, Penn State, Wisconsin, Michigan State, Miami, and several others as well. So, John, I'll pass it back to you, my friend, because you know, this is also going to be Sullivan's first trip to Ann Arbor, like Lindstrom, who we just spoke about. So, again, this is another good opportunity for Michigan to lay some groundwork, and the linebacker position is certainly an important one in this class for Michigan as well. So he could end up being like one of those sneaky top targets that kind of emerges out of nowhere if things go wrong with some of their other linebacker prospects. Let's just assume they get Aaron Giles to commit. You're probably, if you're Michigan, you're probably still going to want to get another linebacker or two in the mix in this 24 class. So perhaps Cole Sullivan can kind of rise the board at the linebacker position if all goes well with this unofficial visit.
Yeah, Michigan's linebacker board is really getting pretty full. They're, you know, with Partridge jumping on board, they're in good position with a lot of guys. So it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. You know, he goes to Central Catholic, which is where another, you know, former Michigan target, Anthony Speca, goes to, until he ended up picking Penn State. So that's kind of interesting to be recruiting two guys at the same position from the same school. But he's, I think, definitely one that's going to be rated pretty high. It's kind of surprising he doesn't have a rating yet, given all these offers from schools. So I think once he does, it's going to be pretty high based on the schools that are going after him. And I think, you know, with Partridge here, Michigan's going to be in the thick of it. That Central Catholic too is a high school that is pretty, you know, produces Michigan type kids, in my opinion. I think they're really high academic and a good combination of academics and really strong football program there. So I think they'll be getting a quality kid on and off the field if they were to get Sullivan.
Yeah, no doubt. And Partridge certainly kind of mixing it up a bit with the linebacker board since he's been with the Wolverines again, offered previous Ole Miss commit Jordan Lockhart. He just decommitted, I think, earlier today or yesterday, or, you know, within the last day or so at the very least. So yeah, would be really interesting to see a little bit more about him. We're talking about Cole Sullivan. Would be really interested to hear more about his recruitment and kind of like what he's more so looking for out of a future school. I haven't really seen a whole lot out regarding him as a prospect, as a you know, future college player. So it was certainly would be an interesting addition, to say the least. But yeah, I mean, once he gets a composite score, I would imagine he'll, you know, this will probably play out how it always goes. It'll be like a, you know, mid 3-star at the very least, maybe climb his way up to 4-star status if all goes well. So we'll certainly see how his recruitment and the rest of these guys visits go after the weekend, and I'm really curious to see how all these visits go for the kids that we spoke about. And there are tons more that we could get into with you know, there are a few other 24 kids, lots of 25 kids, but we just don't have time to go through all of it. So we'll certainly stay up to date, or keep you guys up to date with all the visitors coming in this weekend and throughout the spring. And, you know, it's finally starting to get to that fun part of the recruiting cycle again, where visits are being scheduled out. And you know, lo and behold, before we know it, it'll be summer official visit season, John. And I certainly look forward to that. I know you do, too, and can't wait to cover it on the website and future editions of Future Blue. But that's all we got for now, and appreciate you all out there in listener land. You can follow me on Twitter at Vaughn_Lozon. Follow John at Simmons_John. Follow Mason Brew on all the social platforms. And 5-star reviews would certainly appreciate that as well. So for John Simmons, I'm Vaughn Lozon. We'll be back next week with another edition of Future Blue.